More than 30,000 football fans are expected at Vanderbilt Stadium tomorrow for a game between Vanderbilt and Auburn. On the surface, it'll be just another college football Saturday in Nashville, Tennessee. But this week has been anything but normal at Vanderbilt. The school announced it's getting rid of its athletic department, and some are calling it a revolutionary step toward college sports reform. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
This is what's become of big-time intercollegiate athletics, according to Vanderbilt Chancellor Gordon Gee. A $15 million academic center at Louisiana State University, most of it including a library, computer labs, meeting rooms, for athletes only. Across the nation, Gee sees university stadiums, arenas, and other high-priced athletic facilities closed to the general student body except on game days.
There's a culture that is set up, which is it's win at all costs, that the university is only an adjunct to what we're about, that the university is the tail and the dog is athletics.
Gordon Gee says this sports culture on many campuses breeds arrogance and irresponsibility and scandal. The news this past week provided him with ammunition. Fresno State was put on 4 years probation for NCAA violations. Ohio State suspended star football player Maurice Claret for the season for lying and accepting money and benefits he shouldn't have. In the midst of this, Gordon Gee announced he was, quote, declaring war on the wrong culture of athletics.
I'm a university. This is the center of our American culture, and we need to set that moral tone.
This week, Vanderbilt began the process of eliminating its athletic department and merging its varsity sports programs into the framework of the Central University. No one will lose their job. The athletic director has been offered a new position working with Gee on athletic reform, and all the sports programs will remain intact. What will end, says Gee, is the us-and-them relationship between sports and the rest of the university. Athletic budget decisions often are made unilaterally at the big sports factory school. At Vanderbilt, money for sports will be part of the university's overall budget decisions. Athletes in the major sports of men's basketball and football often are isolated from their campus peers. Vanderbilt will encourage athletes to take greater advantage of university life. Varsity basketball player Jason Holwerda likes the plan.
It's kind of an equal playing ground, and everybody's involved, and you know, the students feel like they're a part of the basketball team, like they know us more, and like we're involved with their lives, and they're going to in turn be involved in ours and take interest in what we're doing, and hopefully have a greater turnout at the games, and you know, support us as well as the football team and the other athletic programs.
Holwerda thinks more fan support will make Vanderbilt teams more competitive. Chancellor Gee says restructuring is not going to diminish university sports programs, although that's what some believe will result from integrating the sports budget and athletes into the fabric of the university. Gee acknowledges he took the radical step because he could. Vanderbilt is a private school with the smallest enrollment by far in the Southeastern Conference. It's never had powerful football and men's basketball programs like Ohio State, where Gee once was president. If he'd tried this at Ohio State, Gee said this week, he'd have ended up pumping gas. Instead, he's running a school that's suddenly a leader in the reform movement. The future of college sports, he says, depends on how many follow. Tom Goldman, NPR News.